Blog Talk Radio.
This latter obstacle is too hard. Before the host of chaos, just keeping through 2 minutes. Buddy still back on the call. Yo, y'all ready? Derek Oliver is back with those hot topics that y'all love to talk about. So let's go.
Yo, y'all ready for this?
Let's get it. Derek Oliver is back, hit you in your face. Chaos Radio is on, open up your space. Saying whatever he wants, what you gonna say? So just pick up your phone, call the show today. You wanna argue, fuck and fight, cause you ain't with it. Call the chaos show tonight, yo, let's get it. You say yours and I say mine. Express, don't crush, yo, say what's on your mind, kick it. Blog Talk Radio, yeah, that's where we at. With them hot topics, making us back. Do a double take like you can't believe that. Yeah, we said it, can your mind conceive that? Sit back and relax, chill.
Chaos Talk Radio with the number one host, Derek Oliver, Derek Oliver. Chaos Talk Radio, hosted over 4 years in Blog Talk Radio with the co-host, Miss K. Chaos Talk Radio with the number one host in the Blog Talk game.
Derek Oliver with co-host Miss K. What you talking about? What you talking about? Yeah, tune in to the number one blog show. Your host, Derek Oliver, has over 55,000 listeners. He's been doing this for over 4 years on the Blog Talk Radio. Derek Oliver is in the top 10 in the game. Tune in to Derek Oliver. Derek Oliver.
Derek Oliver is the number one host for Blog Talk Radio. Tune in to www.blogtalkradio/chaostalk with David Oliver with his co-host, Miss K. The right socks with the boss with chaos.
Derek Oliver with his co-host, Miss K.
Chaos Talk Radio with the number one host in the blog game, Derek Oliver. Chaos Talk Radio with the number one host
for over 4 years,
Mr. Derek Oliver,
with his co-host, Miss K. www.blog.radio/chaostalk
with Derek Oliver. You better tune in. What you talking about? You want to talk about each other? Want to talk about the stars? Want to talk about the world? Tune in to Chaos Talk. It's chaotic. Chaotic.
Yeah. With Derek Oliver, your host.
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is your host, the one and only Derek Oliver, and we're live on Blog Talk Radio. That is www.blogtalkradio. Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver is the website, or you can tune in at 845-277-9094 on the phone lines. We just want to say good evening. It's been a minute. We're doing a Chaos Talk show live on tonight. Also, before we get into tonight's show, we want to promote the Chaos Talk First Annual Revival, which will be held tomorrow night, Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday morning. you know, I've been reading about it on Facebook and everything all year. I mean, we've been talking about it all week long. And with that being said, we just want to hope that you can join us for that. With that being said, I have a guest on tonight. By the name of Brianna. She's going to be talking with us tonight on a few things. She's on Instagram giving motivational messages. We're going to be bringing her on in a second. But before we get started, I'm going to take a quick break. And when we come back from this break, I will have my guest and we'll be going on. So I'll be right back. So we're going to take a quick chaos break.
Snoogie Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the dough. Ready to make an entrance, so back on up.
Cause you know we're about to rip shit up.
Give me the microphone first so I can bust like a bubble. Compton and Long Beach together, now you know you in trouble. Ain't nothing but a G-thang, baby. Two low-death niggas, so we're crazy. Death Row is the label that pays me. Unfadable, so please don't try to fake it. But back to the lecture at hand. Perfection is perfected, so I'ma let them understand. From a young G's perspective. And before me dig on a bitch, I have to find a contraceptive. You never know, she could be earning her man and learning her man. And at the same time, burning her man. Now you know I ain't with that shit, Lieutenant. Ain't no pussy good enough to get burned while I'm offended.
Yeah.
And that's realer than real deal, Holyfield. And now you hooked up in.
And we are back from a quick break. This is Derek Oliver on the Chaos Talk Show. We're live on World Talk Radio. Phone number 845-277-9094. And tonight we're going to get in a little chaos with a new friend of mine. I just met her. She's been all on Instagram, and some of my people told me that we need to get her on the show, see what she's about. So we're going to be interviewing her for the first time. Don't know much about her, but she is on Instagram. Her name is Brianna. I hope I'm saying it right. Are you there?
Yes. Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Derek?
Oh, I'm good. I am good. I'm excited to have you on. I've been going back looking at some of your posts that you posted on Instagram. So I got a lot of questions for you, of course.
Okay.
Before we get started, can you just give my audience, which I want to send a special shout out to all my sponsors, Pepsi, Royal Caribbean, Pizza Hut, Outback Steakhouse, Finish Line, and Brentwood Publishing. We just want to send them a shout out for sponsoring the Chaos Talk Show, sponsoring the revival we got coming up, and a few other things we got going on in Chaos Land. It's just good to be back on this Thursday night. So, Ms. Brianna, tell us a little bit about yourself. How did you, first of all, just give us your name and a little bit of background about you before we get started.
My name is Brianna. I'm in Huntsville, Alabama. Shout out to the Rocket City. 34 years old, and I feel like I got something to motherfucking say. And that's it.
Okay. Well, what got you started giving your motive? When you get on Instagram and you give people when you talk to the people on Instagram, I call them, you give them a motivational speech. How did that come about, and why did you start doing that?
I don't know. I just really feel as though, you know, life is not always pretty. Life is not always easy. And I really feel as though, you know, if I would have had somebody talking to me the way I speak to the people that are watching my videos, then, you know, things wouldn't have seemed that bad. You know, it would have given me, you know, the strength and the courage, you know, to really move on and move forward and really want to become the best version of myself. And, you know, my boss, I work for Arby's. My boss's name is Kevin Taylor. He's a great guy. And he has just always encouraged us to just be the best version of yourself and go out and get your shit. And it just really resonates with me. So I'm just, like I said, I got something to say.
Okay. Now, since you've been doing it, how long have you been giving your messages? How often do you do? And if the audience want to catch you, how can they find you?
Oh, y'all can hit me up on Instagram, Speaks Through Bree. And then you can also hit me up on, I have a YouTube channel, and the link for the YouTube channel is on my Instagram. I post on there every day. I post a motivational quote, you know, something that resonates with me, and I feel like it's going to resonate with others. And then I post videos twice a week on there, just kicking some good shit.
Okay. And when you do that, I'm just curious, and one of the questions being thrown at me is, how many people you think listen to you? I know that's how I found you. I was just strolling through, and, you know, we found you, and I had like, people, what's she about? And they said you do a lot of positive inspirational things, and we should get her before she get big time. So I said, okay, well, let's try it.
I can definitely get, you know, I don't know, you know, because, you know, on Instagram, when you're scrolling and you're looking at your own videos that you know, posted, you can see how many views. So sometimes, you know, it can be anywhere between, like, shit, I don't know, like 50. And like one time I had a video that had like 115 views. You know, so it's actually pretty exciting to know that people are actually, you know, potentially listening and watching these videos. It's good shit.
Yeah. I watch you. I definitely watch you. And I do listen. And that's probably one that you're on the Chaos Show. You know, you hear all our sponsors. We just a small network, but we like to try to support anybody that's doing anything positive. And I guess that's what I want to talk to you about tonight. Why would you, I mean, with everybody, with everything going on, you know, the video of people fighting and cussing and you know, I see a lot of stuff on there. Why would you, at your age, want to be sending positive message to young black men and women, or just people, period? It don't no matter what color they are, but why would you, what would make you want to do that and not get paid for it?
Man, we people need to hear this shit. Like 2020 last year was a fucking mess. You know what I mean? Like people were really going through it. People are dying. People are, you know, losing their livelihoods. Like, the country was in fucking shambles. You know what I mean? So if I can do anything to uplift someone's spirit, I'm going to do that shit because I would want somebody to do that for me. And like I say on my video all the time, like, this is a collective thing. Ain't shit surface. This shit is just not about me. You know what I mean? Like, when I shine, I give others the permission to shine. So I'm just hoping, even if my videos just touch one person's heart, I'm going to keep doing that shit because people need to hear good shit. It's too much bad shit going on in the world for us. You know what I'm saying? It's too much bad shit. We got to hear good shit.
There you go. Hey, I agree with you. Got to hear some good stuff. So has anything good happened to you since you've been doing the show besides coming on the Chaos Show? Have you met new friends? Have you know, have anything, you know? I'm just curious because when people do that kind of stuff, I just be wondering, you know, have you, what's the benefit? I know when you spread the word, that's supposed to be good news and that's supposed to make you feel good, but have you met anybody? Have you hooked up with any people to I guess, help you or, you know, help benefit where you're going?
I have a few things in the works, you know, as far as, you know, just me speaking to people, you know, life coaching and things like that. But as far as, like, you know, the videos and things that I post on Instagram, like, I've actually been getting a lot of feedback, you know, from people just messaging me, asking me questions, asking my advice. And I'm like, hold on, first of all, like, I ain't got nobody's license to be telling nobody what the hell they need to be doing. I'm just speaking from personal experience. But they be with that shit, and they really want to hear what I have to say. So I'm just kicking it off the dome because 9 times out of 10, if you've been through something, somebody else has been through the same thing. So I just give them the knowledge that I've gained from the things that I've gone through.
I mean, I agree with you. I agree with you. But at the same time, you know, people think that you got to go to school or you got to have so many classes. But sometimes if you just live life long enough, that's your experience and that's your degree
because
you graduated from it. So some of the things I've heard you talk about, you know, I do agree with you on that. So that's why I was asking, because if we were set up better, I would love to put you on the Chaos Show and do what I used to do because I can't do it no more. There's no plan about it. I got my sponsors and everybody listening tonight. It's just I'm going in a different direction. And this wasn't even part of the conversation I'm supposed to have with you tonight because of the direction I'm going into. I need someone to raise chaos for me on a whole nother level. So when we saw the video.
Well, we can talk business later. Yeah.
No, we good. We good. I'm just getting people prepared for what they're getting ready to hear, because I'm hoping people go to your Instagram and listen, because, you know, here at Chaos, we believe in telling the truth and telling it like it is.
Yeah.
And some people don't like to hear that. So I know if you got some good things going on, I know you got a lot of negative things, but we're not going to focus on the negative just for the simple fact. I don't want to give them haters no time, but moving forward, I just want to commend you because on our show, we talk about a lot of stuff, and it's very seldom I can bring on a black female who is doing something positive that's not about sex, drugs, or, you know, just trying to uplift somebody in whatever the situation they're going through, whether it's relationship issues. So that's why we appreciate you doing what you do, because you kind of help us a little bit.
Absolutely.
So all we're trying to do is help people, you know, build people up. So now with that, let's learn a little bit about you. We know that you like to do the inspirations and you work at Arby's and all that. Anything else you want to tell us about yourself? Are you single? Are you dating? We want to know everything about Brianna.
I'm in a very happy, committed relationship.
okay.
Yeah,
you going to give Cynthia a shout out?
Yeah. You
going
to
give her a shout out?
Why? Nah, I ain't gonna give her no shout out, but she know who she is.
You just said you was in a committed, and you ain't gonna say the name.
Nah, I
that sounds like
name.
A player move to me. Whoever she is. Sister so-and-so, wherever you at, whatever state, city, town you're in, we know that you would. How we know? You could be talking about four or five of them. I just like names.
Nope,
I know
only one.
Can.
Only one.
Okay, but you ain't going to say the name. You ain't going to say the name.
Nope.
That's a player move right there. I like that. That's a player move. I'm going to have to use that one day. I'm going to have to use
you're
that one.
You're killing me.
I'm just saying, okay. So with that being said, let's talk about this COVID thing that's going on. Hey, I want to ask you, are you going to have the shot? Are you going to take the shot?
Oh,
and what you
Mr.
think about
Derek
that?
Oliver? I don't know about that shit. And, like, I was going through my Instagram, right, and I read a post. It said Johnson & Johnson got people suing them for baby powder, but you want to give me a vaccine. I was like, damn.
Yeah,
I just heard that.
Yeah, and you know, didn't they have a lot of stuff on recall too in the past years? Johnson
and
Johnson.
And I'm just like, I don't know. And you know, and I be you know talking to my people and shit about it. And you know, the thing about it is, a lot of black folks, like, we're not feeling that shit because we don't trust the government. But white folks, they with it. You feel what I'm saying? So that we gotta meet, we gotta be able to meet in the middle somewhere, because I'm pretty sure everybody's tired of being cooped up and wearing these damn masks. I hate the masks, but this is what we have to do. This is our life right now. This is where we are. But like, we gotta figure something out there. Cause I don't. Are you gonna take it?
I made the decision today. Yes. Now I'm very skeptic like you are, but when it's my time to take it, I just gonna put my faith in the Lord and you know we just gonna see what happens. A lot of my friends have taken it, and I haven't seen no craziness in them.
No, nothing.
And I've seen through social media some people say, you know, it's 50-50. But the people I personally know, they haven't had
absolutely.
A side effect. So I don't know if the people I don't know are just saying it just to be saying it. And then you got a lot of people that they're not doing it because they come on feel like it's the mark of the beast. Some of them feel like, you know, it's something to do with the government to get rid of black people, you know. So I don't know.
Yeah, I've heard all that.
So you really don't know.
My skepticism doesn't have really anything to do with any of that. It's just like, oh, my gosh. Because, like, you know, when you get the flu shot, you get the flu, right? You know what I mean? So I'm just like, I don't know. Because I was talking to my mom about it the other day, and she said that she's probably going to get it. So I kind of feel like I'm going to see, I'm going to let her get it first, and then I'm going to see what happens, and I'll probably get it. Because if mama do it, then it's okay.
Right. Yeah, I was, you know, weighing in on it, and you know, I guess – like I said, I think I'm going to go ahead and take the shot. But I could change my mind tomorrow. So don't quote me on it. As of right now, I'm going to take it. And if I was scheduled to take it in the morning, I think I would take it. But as time goes on, I might change my mind with that. Also, speaking of that, how did you feel? Yes. And with you being on Instagram and everything and talking to a lot of people, What is your stance just on this COVID-19 period? Because, you know, in here in Atlanta where I'm at, it's like you can't tell there is COVID-19. In other places, I just come from Ohio where everything is shut down. So it's kind of hard. Because where I'm at in Atlanta, it's like, okay, COVID is good. We got the All-Star Weekend coming up. And the mayor is telling people not to come to Atlanta because, you can't get into the game. But I hear a lot of people are making, you know, reservations to come here to party for the weekend starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
And Saturday.
I know a couple people
Sunday.
That's coming down there.
Yeah. So what do you think about, I'm just saying personally, give me your personal feel on that.
I mean, because I don't know, you know, because it's such, you know, people are going to do whatever they want to do, that part right there. But I don't know, because here in Alabama, shit's not locked down, but you have to wear a mask. You know, most places, they're not open as late as they used to be. You know, so they're trying to control it, I guess, the best that they can. But here in Alabama, yeah, shit's definitely real. Like, ain't no turn up. Ain't no turn up nowhere, not for real, for real.
Okay. Well, I'm glad to hear that's in Alabama, but I know here in Atlanta, they're turning up, seem like everywhere. So just by us putting it out there for people that's listening all over the place, you know, only thing I can tell you to do is be safe and you know, cover up and wash your hands and things of that nature. But again, we want to talk about you, and you already gave your Instagram information. And what you're trying to do to reach people. Is there anything else you want us to know about your inspirational speaking towards people?
No, like I think we pretty much covered it.
Okay. Well, that's what's up. I appreciate you coming on the show. I really do.
Absolutely.
I definitely would like to have you come back, and I like to do Ask Brianna, you know, a show where I can just ask questions and people can just get a perspective coming from you. I've heard some of your inspirational talks, and you know, I'm very well with that. There's a few things I'd like to go head to head with you on a chaos show. I'm not going to do that tonight because I want to prepare you. Before, because I know on some things we probably do agree, and some things we probably don't agree. That's just the way of life.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I would love to take that challenge from someone that's very outspoken. So I'm definitely going to have you back on the show. Just talking about, you know, my beliefs versus your beliefs and see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
On the show and from a different area. And since I don't have no one on the show in Alabama, that'd be good for chaos to have a person located in Alabama.
Because
we hear country out there. So we definitely want some of that countryness on our show. So again, can you just tell the people how they can reach you?
My Instagram is Speaks. Through Bree, SPEAKSTHROUGHBRI.
Okay. Any other shout outs you want to say before we get out of here?
Oh, no. I just appreciate you having me on. I had a great time.
Oh,
dope.
Definitely. Thank you. Thank you for coming on, and for all those that are listening. We just want to send a shout out to you. I'm coming up on this half hour, this 30 minute, and we got to get out of here. For those that don't know, before we came on the show, we had Bishop Omar Zachary and Family Ministries on, and we just want to thank them for being part of the Chaos Network. And tomorrow night, Chaos Talk's first annual revival will kick off tomorrow night at 7:30 right here on Blog Talk. If you want to listen to it on the internet is www.blogtalkradio, Chaos Talk with Derek Oliver. Also, we will be on Facebook Live. You can go to my Facebook Live, Derek Oliver, on Facebook Live, or you can go to Praise Tabernacle Church, Lawrenceville, Facebook Live. And we're going to be all over social media for the next 3 nights. All you're going to hear about is chaos, chaos, chaos. So I'm hoping if you guys aren't doing anything, tune in. You will definitely be blessed. Also, from my new friend, Brianna, we want to say thank you from Chaos for joining us. Keep sending those positive messages out on Instagram. We will definitely have you back on again here in the near future. I promise you that. And with that being said, you sure you don't want to send no shout outs?
Oh, no. I just, like I said, thank you for having me on. Y'all have a good night.
All right. Well, we want to thank you for being here. We want to thank all the audience for listening to us tonight. And again, just get ready for this revival. And also, we just want to say that. And as I get ready to close out 5 minutes early, thank Brianna, thank all my sponsors, thanks everyone from listening all over the place, London, England, Nassau. We want to thank y'all. Also, for those that are in Ohio, those that are in Atlanta, those are in Alabama, I'm looking at Texas, and all the other places that we're located at, we just want to say thank you for listening to the Chaos Talk Show. And until we meet again tomorrow night, we'll be back on at 7:30. Peace.
Yo, y'all ready for this? It's the host with the most. It's the man with the plan. The voice of the city is co-host. Y'all need to get out of here.
Come to the stage from that DJ that says